Hello, Tea Crew, and welcome to this brand new mini sip. Today, we're going to be discussing an update on Diddy's current lawsuits, what's going on, what we know, and what is to come. So let's get straight into it. So a lot of you, or a couple of you, to be honest, have been DMing me for an update on the Diddy case, trying to make sense of what is going on, what are the current lawsuits, what is happening since the last time we spoke about this case, and I got you. Let's go. So I'm going to try to keep this brief, so I'm going to just do it, you know, boom, 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 quickly, what the different lawsuits are. Now, technically, the last time we really spoke about this was the Cassie lawsuit, so there is a lot to cover. The lawsuit that came after the Cassie lawsuit was a sexual assault lawsuit filed by a woman who was underage at the time. She claims not only Diddy, but his producing assistant, Pierre Harvey, also assaulted her. And she has photos of her in the studio with her, Diddy, and the other person. And she included those in her complaint. And she basically is asserting that both of them assaulted her. You know, guys, I can't say certain words and get monetized on these podcasts, or they will age restrict the podcast. So I do have to kind of be creative, but I think that everybody is picking up what I'm putting down. Okay, so that is the case that came right after Cassie. Then there is another case that has been explosive by a male producer. Now, this male producer case, I feel like, is the most interesting because there's so many parts to it. So this male producer has two parts to his claim. The first is a publishing dispute. He's claiming that he was a producer on multiple tracks. I believe it says 9 tracks that he was associated with, whereas people who were close to the Love Off the Grid project, which is Diddy's last studio album, like Stevie J, said that this person came in as a like an assistant, an AR or something like that, and then he was promoted to producer. Now, the dispute is coming over money and publishing. So Rodney is asserting that Diddy was supposed to pay him $50,000 for his work on the project and that he only got $29,000. And he was intimidated to ask for the remaining money, even though they were continuously working on the project together. Okay, so that's the money portion. The sexual assault portion is that he claims he was touched inappropriately by Diddy and others, that Young Miami's cousin propositioned him inappropriately, and that just in general, the work environment was very hostile and very sexually motivated. So he felt uncomfortable in a lot of situations. There were also two blind redacted names of celebrities that were clearly outed in the lawsuit. So let's talk about that briefly. So instead of putting the name of the celebrities in the lawsuit, Rodney's lawyer and or legal team, which I think is Tyrone Blackburn, we'll get into that in a second, they put a Philly rapper who dated Nicki Minaj. This is obviously pointing to Meek Mill and trying to say without saying that it was Meek Mill. In addition to that, they did the same thing with Usher. They said an R&B singer who recently performed at the Super Bowl. So this is obviously going towards doxing the person in the lawsuit. If the person in the lawsuit's name is supposed to be redacted, there should be no hints at the bottom footnotes of the lawsuit basically describing in detail who the person is so that the public can put together who the person is. If you're going to name the person, name the person. And I have to say, just on Tyrone Blackburn really quickly, he has taken on so many celebrity cases and all of them have fell apart. I don't know if he's a serious lawyer or not, but it just seems like whenever Tyrone is involved, there's foolery afoot and there's more. So in addition to him like fake outing these celebrities, there was pictures included of an alleged sex tape. I can't say it too hard because people are going to be like, what? There was pictures of an alleged tape, okay? And so this tape is supposed to include producer Stevie J. Then we literally have less than 48 hours after the complaint comes out, an adult film star coming from Twitter and OnlyFans saying, "That's not Stevie J, that's me. And this is my private content that has been taken from my page and put into a lawsuit to make it seem more salacious." I am really kind of burnt up over this lawsuit because A, I do feel like Diddy has done things. Diddy has done a lot of things. And to be completely 1000, I do feel like he did everything described in Cassie's lawsuit. However, I think when it comes down to what this second lawsuit is about, I believe he has a real claim on the publishing. I believe that Diddy did not pay him the money that he owed him on the publishing and producing. That I do believe that he offered him $50,000 and then gave him $29,000. Where's the rest of this man's money? I do believe in that part of the lawsuit. But the additional part of the lawsuit, I feel like, was just created by Tyrone to get Diddy to pay. When you pay a large sum of allegedly, we don't know, the official settlement amount never came out. I know a lot of people are like, oh, it's confirmed that she got 30 million. Nobody, those records are sealed. These are what people have assumed and asserted that she got the full amount because she closed so quickly. She was asking for 30 million. We believe that she got 30 million because the case was settled so quickly. It has been sealed. We do not know officially. When you pay out this kind of money to save face for public embarrassment, people will start to come out of the woodworks for a payday. This man is owed $21,000, in my opinion. I don't know if he's owed any more, okay? With paying Cassie out, it tells other people that if the lawsuit is salacious enough, if the lawsuit is descriptive enough, if the lawsuit makes him look bad enough, that Diddy will instruct his team to pay. And that's what I believe. That's my personal opinion that I believe that Tyrone Blackburn did in this case is to make the lawsuit seem so salacious that in order for more to not come out, that Diddy would just pay it. Now, the best way to make a lie seem believable is to mix it in with the truth, people. I do believe that working on this project gave this producer an insight into what goes on behind the scenes, what goes on behind closed doors. And he was able to take that information and kind of story weave this together. However, I just want to make it clear again, I do believe that Diddy did those things to Cassie. See, two things can be true at the same time. He did those things to Cassie. He possibly did not do all of the things that were stated in this lawsuit. It doesn't mean that he does not owe this man publishing. I do believe that he owes this man publishing and whatever else that he was promised in the contract. If he was asked to work on this project and like they, you know how celebrities do and just all artists. And when you're trying to get a project out there, you are working those 17-hour days. You are doing this. You are doing that. You are living in the studio. Nobody's going home until certain tracks are done or whatever. I do believe that portion of the lawsuit, but this other stuff, I mean, to have the sex worker come back and say literally less than 48 hours that this is not Stevie J, this is me. Come on now. You didn't get a private investigator to make sure that everything that you're putting into the lawsuit is actually credible. This is lawyering 101. You're going to your client. Your client is sending you text messages, photos, and information, and you're putting it directly into the lawsuit without doing any type of due diligence. This is what I said about Tyrone, that I just do not find him to be a credible entertainment attorney. I just don't know where he's coming from. I don't know, like, why he just wants to keep attaching himself to these lawsuits, but never winning and never even making headway, not even making settlements. He's just attaching himself to these lawsuits and nothing is happening with the lawsuits that he does, you know, that he's involving himself in. You know what I mean? So that's what I think about the second case. And then really quickly, there is a third case that has been filed against Diddy by songwriter Tiffany Red. Now, if you're wondering why you think that name sounds familiar, Tiffany Red is the person who recently came out and spoke about her publishing on songwriting and different songs that she wrote in writer camps for Beyonce, Zendaya, like Seven Streeter, a lot of other big names, and how she feels like she was wronged by the industry. Now she is also suing Diddy. I don't know, you know, she was also a friend of Cassie. So when Cassie's lawsuit came out, Tiffany Redd kind of popped up to offer her support to Cassie and confirm the things that she had seen behind the scenes, you know, as it pertains to Cassie and the mistreatment and such like that. So honestly, like I said, my opinions of the situation briefly in a nutshell, the group assault lawsuit, I believe he 1,000% did that. I, you know, hope he receives jail time for that. Him and the partner and anybody else that was involved in that young woman's assault needs to be in prison. The second lawsuit, I feel like the publishing part possibly, you know, could be true. I think that is true. I will say that. I think that the publishing part is true. The essay allegations, it's a dream weave of things that possibly happened, things that didn't happen. And then the last case, I just feel like Tiffany is just trying to keep her name out there. For whatever reason, I don't know, but I think that the last case will be dismissed. All right, so this was a brief update on all the lawsuits that are going on with Diddy. For those that wanted an update, I hope this kind of makes it more clear for everybody what is going on. Things are coming out minute to minute to minute. So, you know, I will try to keep you guys updated on that as I can. I love you all for listening. Bye.